Back to polishing my own diamonds. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Back to polishing my own diamond. What does it mean to polish our own diamond? Well, within each one of us, as we say time and again, is our original purity and integrity. But it is sometimes clouded over. It is sometimes shrouded over with all sorts of ideas and thoughts and beliefs that we have problems instead of solutions in our world. And because we have it clouded over, because it's dusty, because it's dirty, our diamond, our original purity and integrity, is, if not forgotten, it is looked at in only a small way. It is looked at in only a portion of how it really is. Now, what is our original purity and integrity? Well, our original purity and integrity is a body and mind and soul, and that is absolutely designed to be perfect. That is absolutely designed to reflect all of the goodness that it is throughout the world, throughout the life, throughout all. And little by little, through our lifetime, we have been telling ourselves we can't do things, we don't know how to do things, we are limited. We are telling us there are problems, and these problems are almost insoluble, if not insoluble, and that they're really quite terrible. Now, we have come to believe these things, and because we've come to believe these things, we have not made ourselves aware of who we really are. We have not made ourselves aware of our divine creation, our divine cause. And without knowing the divine cause, without knowing who we really are, we sometimes start to believe the appearances that come up in our world. And these appearances are looking very real. Now, we're told that we need more vitamin C and more minerals, we need more of this and that and the other thing in our life. We're told on the internet through all of the doctors who offer their advice and their pills that we should take this and take that, and we should do these various things and improve our body and improve our mind, improve our world, improve ourselves, and that's quite good. And probably, as we believe in these doctors and as we take their pills and as we follow their regime, we have a little better feeling of wholeness about ourselves. Now, these doctors are all bona fide, they're all good, they're all beneficial, they're all thoughtful, they're all in the business of helping people enjoy a better and a more complete life. But they also are in the business of acting from where they are. They have taken a generalized situation and they have brought to bear upon it certain generalized conclusions. Now, their generalized conclusions are usually quite good. And if you will follow their procedure, their prescriptions, if you will follow their prognosis, you will find that you will feel a little better. But then, the moment you fall off the wagon, the moment you allow yourself to think, oh, golly, I don't feel as good as I should. I don't have as much energy as I should. I should be able to piss like a fire hose, pee like a fire hose, they say. Well, now, isn't that fascinating? Well, who wants to pee like a fire hose? All we want to do is urinate properly. All we want to do is defecate properly. All we want to do is digest our foods properly. All we want to do is breathe properly. All we want to do is live our life in a beautiful way. And these are beautiful things. These are good things. These are wonderful things. But the moment we feel a little stuffy, the moment we feel a little something that has caused us not to function as we feel we should or as the medical profession would like us have us be, then we feel it's time for pills. It's time for all these things. Now, I'm not opposing pills. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm not saying they're good. I'm just saying if this is the level that we want to work on, go for it. But there's another level. There's a level that is even more precise and more wonderful, which has been used throughout all of time by the billions, trillions, zillions of people who have walked the face of the earth. And this is the idea of polishing our diamond. The idea of polishing the goodness within us. Now, if you say to a little boy, you're a bad boy, you sit in the corner and you're a bad boy, and you write down, I'm a bad boy, the little boy will have a tendency to be a bad boy. Now, if you say to the little boy, now, you are a super kid, you are always so wonderful, just absolutely ignoring what he's done, and say, I'm always happy I could depend on you. Now you build that up in him. It's not something that you just throw in there and immediately it takes fire, but you throw it in there little by little, little by little, and you keep telling him, I believe in you, you're wonderful, you have always made me so happy, you give me a feeling of confidence whenever you're around me, I love you, you're wonderful. And little by little, that boy will take hold of these positive ideas that you have inculcated into his consciousness, because they resonate with the truth within him. They resonate with the vibrations of who he really is, and that's what we want to do. And in a very short time, that boy will begin to reflect that goodness that you expect of him, that goodness that is within him, that goodness that is his original purity and integrity. Well, now you and I, we have our original purity and integrity within us. And we would like to resonate that original purity and integrity within us, but we have so much dust over our diamond, over our reality, over the goodness that we are, that we sometimes don't see it. We don't even see who we are and how wonderful we are. And because of that, we do not bless ourselves. We do not affirm to ourselves, I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. I like my body. How many times, in all honesty, do we say to ourselves, I like me? Not very often, I'm sure. How often do we say, I like me? How often should we say, I like me? We should say to that little boy, you are wonderful, you're fantastic, I'm so proud of you. And just keep it up until he hates to hear it. And then after a while, he finds that that is what his real nature is. Yes, if we hate to hear, I'm whole and perfect, because we know we have a stub toe, we know we have some little activity in our body that could be improved. But as we keep saying, I'm whole and perfect, have that be our only thought, our only area, then we will get through that dust, that opposition, that negativity, into the diamond of our reality, which says we're our original purity and integrity. We are wonderful, we're glorious, we're fantastic, we are beautiful, we are magnificent now. And what more wonderful situation could we ever ask of ourselves than that? Our diamond is the truth about ourselves, our original purity and integrity. And the dust is the ideas that we will have problems. The idea is that there are illnesses, the idea that we are subject to the lesser qualities of the earth, the lesser qualities of our divided self. I now claim my original purity and integrity. I now recognize that I walk the path of my original purity and integrity. I now speak my word every moment of my life, saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. I speak my word every moment of my life, saying, I'm a good man. I'm a good person. I'm wonderful. I shine forth goodness and peace and beauty and purity and love. I am wonderful. I'm wonderful. That's polishing that diamond that's within me. That diamond is there. That's my original purity and integrity. I cannot get rid of it any way. There's nothing I can do to destroy it. Nothing I can do to hurt it. I can just ignore it. And that is hurting me. So, today, I claim I like me. Today, I polish my diamond by recognizing that it's there. It's my original purity and integrity. I claim it and know it and experience it and delight in it in every possible way. And I am the happiest guy in the world. Back to polishing my own diamond. I seek out the truth in me. I speak the truth in me. I live the truth in me. I am the truth in me. I like me. I like me. I like me. And you can be sure of one thing. You're my creation. You're my reflection. And I like you. I like you. I like you.